Love Talk Radio.
Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Sunday, January 22nd, 2018. I am just playing a little of Cameron, Man, Change Me. So I'm going to let it continue to play out, and when it's finished, then I'm going to come back in, and I'll do a prayer. But this record is just good. It's good to me. It feels good to me, coming off of my Daniel 10-day fast, which was awesome. So that's why we just got to go ahead and just ask God to change us. And as we are changing, as He's changing us, we have to just keep on seeking Him first. As it says in Matthew 6:33, to keep on seeking God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to us. Continue to enjoy the song, and I'll come back. God bless you. Hold on.
Thank you.
God bless you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, thanking you for this time and this opportunity that you will allow me to go forward to carry your word today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that wherever my voice may be heard today, Father God, that this word that is birthed in me to give to your people today, Father God, that it would be a blessing unto your people, God, not unto me, but unto the power and to the kingdom of God. I thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus still works. I thank you, Father God, that as I look high, Father God, I know that you look low, Father God. I know that you're in control of everything, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your precious blood. I thank you, Father God, that when I call on you, I can get an answer. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to go through the Daniel fast for 10 days, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the changes in the way that you have done and you're working in me, Father God. I know that you're not through with me yet, Father God, but I thank you for where I'm yet standing in you right now, Father God. Thank you for the kingdom of God, Father God, as I continue to focus on the assignment and the things that you have for me to keep focused, Father, and not to be distracted, Father God, to know and to walk in obedience to you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And Father God, I ask that whoever hear this, whoever needs to hear it at the time that they hear, Father God, that you will bless them in their heart, Father God. Let them receive the word, Father God, knowing that I'm just a servant, Father God, that I am decreasing as you increase. Father God, as the Holy Ghost will take control, and I thank you and I bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this word. Thank you for blessing this word. Thank you for anointing me to carry this word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God. Thank you. Thank you. Today I will be coming out of Philippians 3 and 14, and it reads, I'm going to do two parts. I'm going to read that out of two different parts of the different Bible, out of the King James and out of the New Living Translation. Okay, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, the next one is coming out of the New Living. I press to reach the end of the race and to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. My God. See, we got to know. We got to know when he calls us, we got to hear him. We have to clear our minds and our hearts. So when God calls us and when he's ready to give us our assignments, whatever that we need to be doing for the kingdom of God, we have to learn how to clear our minds. So when we're being assigned, that we know we're being assigned by God and that we're not being assigned by the enemy. And as we continue to do that, it tells us in Matthew that we need to just keep on seeking the kingdom. I promise you, if you pray unto God and you seek God and you ask God what you need to know and what you need to do for the kingdom, he will give it to you. He'll make it so plain to you. And then if you don't get it then, he will send someone to give it to you. And today is the kingdom's prize. What are we seeking? What kind of prize are we seeking? Are we seeking everyday things of the lottery? Are we seeking gratification from man? What are we seeking? Are we seeking the things of God? We need to start focusing on the things of God, and we need to have our minds open to receive whatever it is, whatever the changes is, whatever direction he sent us, whatever people he have operating in our life at that time, we must be able to receive it from God. And it may not always come from the person that you want it to come from. God can use whoever he wants. If he used a donkey, surely he can use you, he can use me, and I'm not calling anybody a donkey, so don't get it twisted. I'm just saying, if he used that, he can use anything and he can use anybody. So we just have to be open to receive what God has for us to do. It says, when you pursue God's vision for your life, you must keep your eyes focused on the prize. What is the prize? It's to finish the race for Christ, to do everything that he has assigned to you in the season, that he won't do it without you. What is the prize? When you are determined in your mind to focus on your prize, your position, and the empowerment yourself to go after everything God has assigned to you. Do you know what God has assigned to you? Have you stopped to ask him, what do you have for me? Have you stopped to ask, what is your assignment? What is my gifts? What do you want me doing in this season? Have you stopped to ask him, where do you want me working in the ministry? Where should I be working? What should I be doing? Shall I run to the left? Should I run to the right? What should I be doing in this season? Have you stopped to ask the Lord? The calling of God is his sermon upon the lives of the creation. God's calling has three folds. God has callings, and he's called. All of us have been called, but a few have been chosen. And you have to understand that, and you have to know what season you are in, and you have to be open to do it and walk in obedience to what God has for you. The first call is to call all men where, wherever, to repentance. That is the call to salvation. My God, that's powerful, because we're not preaching that now. We're preaching everything but that. We need to tell people. We have to have a repentant heart. We have to repent, we got to turn, and we got to come out of it, and we got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We got to do that. And in Acts 17 and 30, truly those times of ignorance God overlooked. But now the commandment to all men wherever is to repent. See, along when we didn't know any better, we, you know, he didn't hold us accountable. But now that we know, you're accountable. Whatever you know, you're accountable for it now. You no longer can say, I didn't know. Because if you have been up under the sound document and teaching of Jesus Christ, you know. So we must repent and turn and come out of it. Whatever you're doing that's not lining up with the word of God, come out of it. Repent, turn, and come out of it. And seek God for what your assignment is in this season. The second is all Christians are called to complete dedication. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's faithful, and you know he's faithful, because you know that the things that we have been doing and the things that we have done, that he kept on keeping us, because if he was not faithful to us, we would not be here listening to me today. God has been faithful, and he is faithful, and he's faithful when we're not faithful. And when we call on him, we get an answer. He's so faithful. Third, God called to a specific atmosphere of service or ministry of the holy calling. 2 Timothy 1 and 9, who has saved us and called us a holy calling, not according to our works. Ain't nothing we can do, you all, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, before the foundation, everything was established for us. Jesus Christ, it's already paid for us. We just have to walk in it, and we have to know our calling, and we have to accept it, whatever it is. Your calling may not be what you want it to be. Your calling, God may not have you going in the direction that he's promised you. But if God has called you to it and God has promised you that he was going to give it to you, believe me, he's going to bring you to that time. God don't have to take all year or 10, 30 years. God can take you wherever he wants you to be right now. He can put you in place right now. The kingdom's prize is that we must continue to press. And we must keep our eyes on God. We must call on him. We must pray unto him. We must praise him. We must worship him. We must give it all to him, because it all belongs to him anyway. We need to press hard. And we need to keep our eyes stayed on the price of God, the price of the kingdom, to the most highly called God. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the most highly calling of God in Jesus Christ. My God, you have a fellowship with the God of the whole universe. We can call on him. We no longer have to go through no one else to receive our prize. We can go boldly to the throne of grace ourselves. We just have to know that. The gospel record, three callings of Christ to his disciples. At time, God called one to be a Christian, Romans 1:6, among who are yet also the call of Christ. We were called to that. That's who we are. We must know who our DNA is. We must know that we have been changed. We must know that he's paid a price for us. Two, a time God called to sanctification. 1 Corinthians 4. For while one saint I am of Paul and another I am of Apollo, are you yet common? Are you? Are you still operating the same way you were operating when you were in the depths of sin? Or are you calling for God, of a more high calling God? Are you coming out of what you're in and truly seeking God? Or are you just doing things, are you pretending to be coming out? What's in your heart? Are you seeking God with your whole heart? Are you seeking God for a change as Cameron was singing about change? Put yourself, your hand on you and ask God to change you. Are you seeking change in others and not in yourself? Are you praying against God's will for your life? That's why I say it's so important that we pray and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do? None of us are doing no lesser. God doesn't look at us any lesser depending on where we are or where we serve. It's a calling. But he's just put you there because he knows what he has equipped you to do and what he's equipped me to do, that no one can do it but me for the season that I'm in and for the season and for my assignment, for my journey and my destiny. We have to understand that. And we have to be pleased with what God does with us and know that it's coming out, that all things are working together for your good to them that love God and called according to his purpose, not my purpose, but God's purpose. And another time, God calls his servant to a special service, Acts 13:2, as they minister to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work unto I have called them. He's going to separate sometime, but he would never leave you. He'll walk with Barnabas, he walks with Saul, he walks with me, he walks with you. Whatever journey we need, like last week was the last one I was telling you about, where we look back and we think that we're caring, and we look back and it was like we felt like he's not there, but when you look back and you see the footprints of God carrying you. Because we can't carry it. He won't put no more on us than we can bear. And he knows what we can bear because he created us. We have to just keep our minds focused on him and understand what God is saying and be clear on what God wants us to do. Just seek the kingdom of God. Seek the prizes of God. When a Christian sees the call of God in the area of his life, you should quickly respond. When we sense that God is calling us to do something, we need to be praying like he did when he kept on calling, or was it Samuel, and Samuel kept on thinking that the prophet was calling him, and he kept on getting up and answering, and then he told him, he said, when you hear it again, you say, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Ask God to speak to you. Ask him to speak to you and guide you. And when God speaks to you, he will give you what you need to do, because that's the kind of God he is. And in Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spared unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This is what God has called us to do. It says, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. See, that's a promise. That's a promise to us believers. That's a promise to whatever God is you sensing in God, is sensing you to do, or whatever he wants you to do, you do it. And he's promised that he will be with you to the even until the end, that you will never, ever walk alone. And that's important that we know that. That's important that we know and that we walk in where God wants us, because once we begin to do what God has ordained us and or anointed us to be, you will see that the kingdom of God is blessed by your ministry. See, ministry can be anything, but you have to be ministering the right thing. It's got to be of what God has assigned you to do. Because that's the kind of God he is. The prize. We're seeking for the prize. We're seeking to finish our race. We're seeking to be obedient to God. We're seeking to please God, not man. We can never please man, but seek to please God and give God all that you have. And I listened to Apostle today when he said, what are we doing? We can sit on Facebook all day long. But when it comes to getting in our word, we can only hold on there for a few minutes. My legs is bothering me. I can't be still. I'm tired now. We need to give God all of us. We need to give God first. We need to give all that we have to God first. And watch God make a difference. Watch God change us. Watch him change us so we'll be soldiers out in the field so we can run the race, to complete the race, to help somebody else. See, it's not about us. Our gifts are not about us. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about what God wants us to do, to help our brothers and our sisters partake of the heavenly call. The word in Christ Jesus are to be taken with the high calling. It is God who calls. He calls us in the person of Christ. By the voice of Christ, come unto me. Not come unto the people, not come unto Facebook, not come unto mess, but he said, come unto me. Oh, my God. It was his will that we should run the race below. He would give us the crown above. We're going to receive our rewards. Some say nobody ever recognized, nobody ever do this. Don't worry about it. If you get your reward and your praises from man, you have nothing coming from God. Know that God sees it all. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He knows everything. It's nothing too hard for him. He's in every conversation. We can't whisper that he can't hear. We can't be on a call with two of us and he don't hear it. But his grace and his mercy keeps us all along our journeys. No matter what we do, he keeps on forgiving us. And then as Pastor Lee was saying, that when we fall down, we don't stay down. We continue to get up because we're running the race. It doesn't matter when you finish a race, as long as you finish the race for the kingdom of God. We got to keep on pressing, you all. We got to remain focused. Focus. Don't be distracted. Like things was trying to distract me on my fast. I mean, things that I would have never thought would have came up. But it was a distraction. And it almost got me. But thanks be unto God. And thanks be unto God for me having a repentant heart. Not saying what somebody else did. But Lord, what was my part in it, God? Fix me, God. Let me repent for me, Lord. And show me, God, how I could conduct it in a different way, Father God. Show me, God, change me, God, that you may be glorified through my life. Show me, God, and fix me. Fix my heart, God. Don't let nothing be in me that's not of you, God. Lord, guide me, O God, your way, that I may get the prize, that I may run the race that's ahead of me, that I may continue to seek you with my whole heart and mind. that when someone needs me and call on me, that I will have an answer from you, God, that I can call on you and get an answer, and that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, that this word will go forward as we continually to run our race, as we continually to call on you, as we continually to be obedient to your will. As it says here in Matthew 20, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. He's there. We just got to call on him. We have to recognize that God is there, and he will not fail us. Just the simplest thing, like me, when it came down to the fast, fruits and vegetables, I'm not a person that cares for vegetables. I never have. But beforehand, God put it in my head to get a list of the vegetables. And I took the list of the vegetables, and I put it on my Bible, and I set it there. And I believe God for this fast, that he would allow me to go through it and do it the right way. Not knowing that it got long, but yet I was so blessed from it. And then he woke me up early in the morning. Because I'm seeking him. I'm seeking God. I'm seeking the prize. He woke me up early and gave me a vegetable stew to make, a big pot of it. And I would have never thought that I would have eaten it. But I ate it, and I was content. And I ate it all the way up until almost like the eighth day and still wasn't tired of it, but it just ran out. Because I was seeking him with my whole heart. Because he knew that I wanted to put down the things. I wanted to turn my plate over. I wanted to walk in obedience. So if we just seek him, if we seek the kingdom, if we seek the heavenly things, no way would he cast us down. No way would he turn us away. And I heard Apostle say that he was going to put that Daniel fast in his diet during the month. I'm going to put it in mine too, because I felt so much better. I felt lighter. My mind is clear. And I believe that God is doing a special work in me. I believe that. I believe that he's cleansing me, purifying me, that I may be able to continue my race for whatever time my race is. So this is the way you have to think. Ask God to help you. Ask God to change you. Ask God to make you better. That's my prayer every day, Lord. Create in me a clean and a right spirit within me, oh God. Just in me, God. And he will do that. And in my closing today, the goal is to finish line. The goal is the finish line at the end of the race track. The prize will be presented to the winner. Here, the goals would be finish of life. The goals would be the race of life to finish and to know that you have done it well and to know that you have run the race that God has given you to run and to be excited about it. I mean, to be excited that you're connected to the connector. Oh, my God. And watch God make a difference in your life. And keep on pressing. Don't stop. No matter what gets in your way. It only comes to make you stronger. And when God get ready to move you, God will move you. The promotion and everything come from God. Watch God make a difference in your life. And as I said in my closing, just remember to take Matthew's with you. To keep Philippians 3 and 14 with you. I press the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Walk with that. Walk therein. And watch God make a difference. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spared unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He got all power. He's got all power. And you're connected to him. Oh, my God. We got the same DNA he has. Oh, my God. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And I thank God for putting this in my spirit to bring this word today. And I pray that whenever you hear it, whenever God allows you to hear it, it will bless your soul. Forget the pronunciation. Some of the things I mispronounce, forget it. Just get the message. Get the message. Or get the soup of it. Forget the scraps and just get the main course of it. That we're seeking God and we're gonna seek him with our whole hearts. That the prize, the kingdom is the prize. When we finish our journey here, when we run our race, when we've done the best that we can do, so God will say one day that we've been good and we've been faithful, and he will give us a crown of life to go on through eternity. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand and know that God has got his eyes on us. Know that God watches over us. Know that the blood covers us and keeps us. Father God, I thank you for right now. I thank you, Father God, for right now. I thank you for this word, Father God. I thank you that this word will go forward. I thank you, Father God, whenever they hear it in the chat room, on the archives, just pulling it up during the night, that when they need it, that you will bless them and let them hear the meat of this word, Father God, that it will bless them, Father God, that they will seek you with their whole heart, mind, and body for the assignment of their race. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As I always tell you, I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm a servant. I can do nothing of myself, but all things through Christ that strengthen me. I am available. My phone number is 708-715-4545. My email address is walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. You can also Instagram me, Twitter, Facebook. I'm available if you need me. I'm available, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. Thank you for stopping by here at Walking in God's Purpose today. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless you, and may God keep you, and have a fabulous week. And know that God loves you, and so do I. Let us love on purpose this week. God bless you.